Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, September 6, 2021. I'm Rich Raffolino. Volkswagen debuted its ID. Buzz autonomous EV van at the 2021 IAA Mobility event in Munich. This features autonomous systems developed by Argo AI. VW plans to use ID. Buzz as the platform for its full-scale commercial ride-hailing and delivery operations. It plans to launch in Germany in 2025. A new report from Harvard Business School found that automated resume scanning software is a significant barrier to employment and mistakenly rejects millions of viable candidates. These systems are used by about 75% of all U.S. employers and 99% of the Fortune 500. These systems often automatically reject candidates with gaps larger than 6 months in a resume, or require exact verbiage on resumes, like asking for computer programming experience for a data entry job. 9 out of 10 executives surveyed in the report said they knew these systems mistakenly filtered out viable candidates. Eurogamer sources say Nintendo plans to add Game Boy and Game Boy Color titles to Nintendo Switch Online. Nintendo Switch Online's classic game library launched in 2018 and currently offers roughly 130 titles from the NES and SNES consoles. WhatsApp is rolling out its cross-platform chat history transfer feature that was first announced at Samsung's Unpacked event earlier this month. The tool allows chat history, voice memos, photos, and videos to be transferred between Android and iOS. Although the feature is currently only available on Samsung phones running Android 10 or above, WhatsApp says it will come to more Android devices soon. As El Salvador ramps up to be the first country in the world to recognize Bitcoin as legal tender on September 7th, polls suggest Salvadorians are not prepared, and the World Bank has warned against the move. Under the country's new Bitcoin law, businesses have to accept either Bitcoin or the U.S. dollar as payment. El Salvador's government is offering $30 in free Bitcoins to encourage citizens to use the national wallet by using an app. The analysts at App Annie report that TikTok surpassed YouTube in average watch time per user in the U.S. and U.K. App Annie's data only accounts for Android devices. YouTube still leads in overall watch time, given its much larger user base. App Annie also found that apps with a prominent live streaming feature account for three-quarters of money spent in the top 25 social apps in the first half of 2021. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say the Apple Watch Series 7 will be announced in September, along with next-gen iPhones, but some models will have significantly later shipping dates or limited quantities. Gurman previously reported one version of the Series 7 watch will feature a 1.9-inch screen, but that suppliers have experienced production issues with the new display. The Chinese e-commerce giant JD.com named its head of its retail arm, Zhu Li, as its first president. Founder and CEO Richard Liu plans to step back from day-to-day business operations to focus on long-term strategy. This comes during China's ongoing tech crackdown, with JD.com previously agreeing to not engage in anti-competitive behavior and under pressure to adhere to tighter regulations on data and lending practices. According to a report by the German publication Hesse, German lawmakers proposed requiring smartphone manufacturers to provide 7 years of mandatory security updates and also requiring availability of affordable replacement parts for devices. Current EU regulations will require 5 years of security updates in a policy set to roll out in 2023. The tech advocacy group Digital Europe, which includes Google, Samsung, and Apple, is currently lobbying for 3 years of updates. And finally, Google released the offline mode for the web version of Google Drive, previously available in beta. With the general release, any file type can be selected for offline access. Previously, only Google Docs, Sheets, and Slides were supported. The feature rolled out to personal and business Google accounts, although business admins will need to manually enable offline access for domains. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.